Gale raised the oldster up.
Well done, my old friend. How did you find me here?
Word is abroad of your escape. I have brought 200. They will not rest until you regain the royal house of Fleurette and the murderer Urgan Le Gru lies slain. This I vow.
Serena was about to reply when drum rolls and shouting broke out behind the squirrels.
Make way and stand aside for the recruiting party.
Bowley Princeps and his party marched up in grand style. Ferb gave an elaborate flourish of his broom, halting them in front of the royal family. Serena came forward and took the young hedgehog's paws fondly.
Bowley, my young warrior,
she said,
where have you been?
He swept a nonchalant paw at the dunes around.
Thither and yon, Majesty, recruiting. Watch this.
To the north, a dune top suddenly bristled with hedgehogs brandishing war clubs. Another wave from Bowley's paw, and a crowd of yelling mice carrying long pikes appeared on a dune to the south. Serena clapped her paws with joy.
What wonderful recruiting!
Bowley tossed an oatcake into the air and caught it neatly.
Oh, that ain't all. What's this?
He cried. He took the broom from Ferb and waved it at a hilltop next to the one the mice stood on. An instant roar went up as masses of moles appeared, each one armed with mace and chain. Ferb took one of the mole drums and banged out an irregular rat-tat. Between the hills marched another 40 moles carrying oaken mallets. Bowley and Ferb stood with the leveret squad as Gale and his family thanked them personally. The Squirrel King took the broom from Ferb and climbed the dune above the mole's dwelling. He held the broom aloft, its twig bristles pointing at the sky.
Friends, good creatures all, I thank you for rallying to me and this, your standard. It is only an ordinary broom, but it will be the symbol of our army. This will show those who try to conquer and enslave us that ordinary things can become very dangerous, like this broom. Where it is raised aloft, you will follow and wait. When it falls with the broom head down, then we shall sweep. We shall sweep out the evil of Foxwolf and make Southsward clean to live in again.
Gale let the broom head fall, and the hills shook to a mighty roar.
Free Southsward!
The army took off like a hurricane, headed for Castle Fleurette, with Bowley in the vanguard. Racing alongside the tribal leaders were hedgehogs, moles, mice, otters and squirrels. With the broom waving high in his paws, Bowley yelled his war cries to the four winds. He was a warrior.